There we read in the Word of God, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. As we prepare to enter into a time of sharing about the things the Lord is doing in our lives and to listen to that and to bring praise to God, I just wanted to remind us of two gospel bases for doing that. When it comes to sharing testimonies in a local body like this one, I think Paul gives us in this text at least two important things that we should keep in mind. He gives us a responsibility towards one another as we belong to one body, and he gives us a responsibility towards God. All of this in relationship to the reality of testimonies, to the reality of talking about and hearing about the things that the hand of God is graciously doing in us, doing around us, doing through us, doing in the body here of which we are a part. So let me begin by talking briefly about our responsibility towards one another in the body. And that means we should do two things. So first, in verses 3 and 4, Paul says to us, he says to the Colossians and then to us, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. So Paul is doing something here. He says they always praise God, they always thank God, because they heard of the faith of the Colossians in Christ Jesus and of their love for the saints. So there's something that came to the understanding of Paul and Timothy that generated a certain attitude in their hearts toward God, and it was a hearing of what God was doing among the Colossians. So this already immediately shows us hearing testimonies of what the Lord is doing in the lives of fellow brothers and sisters, and through the lives of fellow brothers and sisters, and around fellow brothers and sisters, is a call we have to obey. We would not serve each other nearly as well, nor ourselves even, if we do not proactively, committedly, and engagingly seek to hear the things that God is doing in the lives of other brothers and sisters who share in the fellowship of Emmanuel Baptist Church together with us. Paul teaches us just by that. He tells us that they have heard what God is doing in Colossae. Who of us here doesn't want to hear what the gospel is doing around the world and doing in the families of our brothers and sisters as they seek to love their wives as Christ loves the church, and submit to their husbands as the church submits to Christ, and be patient with their children and not exasperate them, and take opportunities to be going for the sake of the Great Commission in their workplaces and all these avenues of life that God has put us in? Who doesn't want to hear that? You should long to hear that. Just hearing that is a God-given responsibility to you as a Christian that Paul exemplifies here for us. And I do want to point out, what Paul says here is not just an isolated incident in his ministry. When he writes to the Ephesians, and I want to turn your attention to that. You don't have to turn there, but I'll just read it quickly. When he writes to the Ephesians in Ephesians 1:15, in fact, when you read those two verses, it almost sounds like you are in the same book. He says to them, for this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards the saints. That's not Colossians 1. That's Ephesians 1:15. Paul again is saying the same thing to the Ephesians that we read he said to the Colossians. And then he says to Philemon, Because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. There is an active, intentional hearing on the part of Paul that leads him to have a certain attitude towards God. As I said earlier, we should take it as a responsibility that we schedule time for and build our schedules in such a way that there is room allowed to come to testimony night. There is room allowed to take people out for coffee and for lunch and for whatever it is to create the opportunity to hear from them what the Lord is doing in their lives, how Christ's reign is being expanded by the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives, how they are, by the work of the Spirit, putting to death any sin that had been clinging close to them. We should seek to hear that. We should realize it is a service, a ministry we do to a brother or a sister when we hear how the Lord is growing them. And it's a ministry we do to our own heart when we hear how the Holy Spirit is growing a brother or sister by the power of His word. The second thing, and that's still under our responsibility towards one another, is that we should, and that's the obvious, we should speak, we should communicate, we should give voice to what the Lord is doing. And we could learn that just by inferring from what Paul says. Because when Paul says, we have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and of your love towards one another, or your love for the saints in Christ, we could automatically conclude, and that will be right, that somebody spoke before Paul and Timothy heard. Because you have to be strange to hear things that are not being communicated. Paul heard something because somebody spoke. Somebody had to speak for Paul to hear. But even then, Paul goes out of his way to tell us in verse 7, just as you heard it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, he is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and verse 8, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. So Paul is not using telepathy to know what's going on in Colossia. Epaphras told him. Epaphras spoke to Paul about what the gospel was doing in establishing the reign of Christ in the lives of these sinners who were lost in idolatry but were rescued from the domain of darkness and inducted into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. That news was communicated to Timothy and Paul by Epaphras' own ministry. He is ministering to Paul and Timothy by telling them what God was doing through the power of the gospel among the Colossians. So we should be able to speak of what the Lord is doing. There is usually a certain wrong view of humility that says, let me not say it because it will be like I am centralizing myself in this. And I say that feeling convicted myself because I have stumbled in that sin multiple times. Like if I say it, people may understand me as saying, you see how awesome I am. I am so great. I'm doing like this or like that. But that's not the point. Humility is in the posture of your heart and in the choice of your word, in intentionally pointing people to Christ and helping them see what you are talking about is not about you. It's about what God is doing through you and in you and around you by the power of the gospel and the Holy Spirit. So don't hold back testimonies thinking that's humility. There is no such thing as stifling what God would have been doing in terms of turning hearts towards Him from people hearing what He is doing in your life because you think you are humble. The best thing to do is pray for a heart that is humble, is in a humble posture before God, and learn from the Bible writers of the New Testament how a testimony is communicated, and put Christ at the center of what He is doing in your life and communicate it to the body. That's ministry to the body. That's ministry to your own heart. We read in Hebrews, the Bible says, as long as it is called today, we should encourage one another. Just sharing a testimony is a way of telling a brother, you know what? What we hear of in the gospel is not a lie. It is being authenticated in my own life. The gospel is proving itself as power unto salvation for all who believe in my life. I can tell you how it's working in my marriage, in my raising of my children, in the way I use my money. Communicate those truths because those show people for the gospel for what it truly is. Power unto salvation. And just to say, when you show up for a testimony night, or you take a brother or a sister for coffee, or just find time to hang out together and sharpen each other, you are actually making a huge statement of faith. You are just saying, I am going to this testimony night because I believe, even though I don't know yet the details, I believe God is doing great things in the body. I just want to go here and celebrate. That's the point of coming to a testimony night. It's a statement of faith you are making. Because why would you come in the first place if you think there's nothing to hear? God is not doing anything. It will just be worth it to sit home and watch a movie. But we are here because God is working in the body. God is transforming lives and conforming people to the image of Christ by the power of the gospel through the working of the Holy Spirit. So communicate that. And that leads to my second and last point, which is that testimonies are not heard and communicated as an end in themselves. They are heard and communicated as a means for generating and expanding thankfulness to God in the body. See what Paul says on the face of verse 3? He says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard. So Paul is saying the impact of the news from Epaphras about the faith of the Colossians in Christ Jesus and their love for all the saints on our hearts has been that it has turned our hearts Godward and expanded our capacity to thank God and extended our time of thankfulness in prayer and engaged us more in prayer to God for the Colossians. All of that is flowing just from hearing the Colossians are having faith in Christ. They are loving one another. And the impact of that on Paul and Timothy is greater thankfulness, greater prayerfulness to God. No one of us seated here can just start to thank God and go for 5 minutes thanking God for what God is doing in Togo or Yemen without some definite information of the details that are happening, of how the gospel is conquering and conquering new territory and establishing the reign of Christ. There has to be some information you hear. In the same way, the person sitting right next to you, to your left or right, or in front of you or behind you, cannot just explode into thankfulness to God for God's work in your life except you communicate it. In other words, I'm saying, when we do not communicate testimonies, when we do not take time to proactively hear testimonies, we actually stifle thankfulness in the body. We actually stifle prayerfulness in the body. Testimonies are designed by God as a huge means to cause thankfulness to erupt spontaneously in the body as people hear what God is doing. Paul, if you go back through the three passages that I have already read, Ephesians 1, in Philemon, and then here in Colossians, we hear always Paul says, we thank God because we heard this. We thank God because we heard this. And you may be sitting there and saying, so should I just stand up and say, I have faith in the Lord Jesus. I love the saints. That's my testimony. If you said that, that would be a great testimony. And here's the reason why. Only God can create faith in the Lord Jesus and love for all the saints. No one in this room or anywhere on the planet, for that matter, can create faith in the Lord Jesus and love for people that the risen Lord died for. People can have faith in any number of things. People can love any kind of group of people, but faith in Christ and love for those whom Christ has redeemed are a handwork of God and of God alone. So if you just stood up and said, I have faith in Christ and I love the saints, we will praise God for that because nobody can create that. But I do want to also add that this faith in Christ and love for the saints works itself out in different ways. There are different facets and details to how this produces itself in the lives of those who believe, in the way they function as husbands and as wives, as employers, as employees, as witnesses for Christ, in just different avenues of their lives. It works itself out differently. Greater love for the Bible, greater love for prayer, more commitment to the body, more committed service to the body, greater financial sacrificial giving to the church, and endurance and suffering. All these ones are outworkings of faith in Christ and love for the saints. So if you share also those details, it will help us even better to praise God and thank Him for what He is doing in your life. So don't hold back what the Lord is doing. Communicate it with a commitment to exalting Christ and bringing joy and thankfulness into the hearts of his people. Or you may even think, well, mine is just that God sovereignly intervened and healed me or provided for this need or did this physical thing. Is that really spiritual to talk about? It is spiritual to talk about, because the reason God did that thing in your life is that first and foremost, he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. And on the basis of that, he will not withhold anything, but give it to us along with Christ, as we read in Romans. So any good thing the Lord is doing in your life, any endurance, capacity to endure that God is giving you in a time of suffering is a reason to communicate and have people praise God for it. So may the Lord warm our hearts this evening and turn our hearts out upward to him as we hear brothers and sisters communicate the things the Lord is doing, and as we communicate what the Lord is doing. May the Lord receive great glory in Christ as we do this. Thank you.